ABC Radio Australia.
That's right. And look, it's been nation against nation as rugby union teams from across the Pacific battle it out at this year's Oceania Rugby Women's National Championship. This evening, Papua New Guinea will face off against Samoa's Malusina at Bond University on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. It's a match which will see two of the most improved sides in this year's tournament go head-to-head. Joining us this morning from the PNG Rugby Union side is their captain, Joanne Lagona, head coach, Sibel Druman, and their manager, Jemima Muraja. To help me out with translating, as my grip on Tokpizin is a little bit rusty at the moment, but let's give this a go. A big gupla morning, loyu olgeta, and welcome to Nija Daily.
Thank you, Jacob. Matrasla morning. Come loyu.
Yeah. And look, I'll probably just start by getting everyone to, yeah, just say their name so we know exactly, who we're talking to throughout this interview.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. I'm Jemima Merauje, the team manager for the PNG Cassowaries team to this tournament.
Jacob, I'm Joanne Lagona, the team captain for the PNG Cassowaries.
Good morning, Jacob. I'm Sibel, coach for the 2023 Cassowaries.
All right. And before we get into the game, Joanne, can you tell us a bit about yourself and where you grew up?
I grew up back in PNG. Like I'm from Aroma.
And what was it like, growing up there? And sort of, what is your, did you grow up playing a lot of rugby league?
Oh, yeah. When I was like 4 years old, like I play around with the boys, like playing league on the beach. And yeah, that's when like I started growing up, like my interest in playing rugby.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to apologize a bit. I said rugby league there, but this whole interview is about rugby union. And so, Sibel, I'll ask the same question to you. Where did you grow up, and I guess what led you here?
I'm also from Aroma, part Aroma. So basically that's in the central province, one of the 22 provinces in Papua New Guinea. But I grew up in Port Moresby. My affinity with rugby began through my husband. He's from Fiji, so obviously they love their rugby union in Fiji, and so that's where my affinity with the sport grew as well too. And so in 2006, I started women's rugby in PNG, and the passion has just continued to blossom and grow ever since.
Yeah, and I'll stick with you, Sibel, as well, because we've seen you play Fiji so far in the tournament, and it was a hard loss, 77-0. But knowing the full story and, where the PNG rugby union side has come from, you've almost halved the scoring deficit when PNG met Fiji in last year's championship. That's a huge improvement. So how has it been for the team developing over the last year?
Good question. And yes, there's, obviously mixed opinions regarding the scoreline. From a development perspective, it's a positive. It's an actual win for Papua New Guinea, reducing that score gap. So basically, in terms of the last 12 months, in terms of focused development on the ground, not a lot has happened in PNG. But we are hoping that through this team, that will spark and ignite, interest in rugby union. When we first started it, it was, it had really grown. And over the years, it's probably been pushed. Women's rugby has probably been not one of the focus, areas for our provincial unions. So, it's struggled quite a bit in terms of, really well focused and structured development. But, you know, we're hoping that, you know, after this tournament, there'll be a huge, big interest in the game. We've already received interest from several provincial unions who are very sincere in wanting to develop women's rugby on the ground. So once the tournament is over, then a team from PNG Rugby will be travelling to those identified provinces and will be kicking off, you know, 15 seasons for the first time. Ooh. Outside of Port Moresby. So, yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you're listening here to Tunisia Daily on ABC Radio Australia. And I'll ask Joanne as well, what's it like being in the side that's sort of improved so much?
The team, like, we've improved, like, it's a basic on what the coaches, like, you know, instruct us to, like, you know, play in the field, like, and it's, we stick to the game plan, and there's also, like, 19 debutants, like, coming in, and it gave us, like, more confident, like, that we played Fiji the last week for playing somewhat today, like, still, like, we have the confident in, like, playing them also in coaches' new game structures.
Absolutely. And I'll go back to Sabelle here, where you're going up against Manusina from Samoa this evening. What's sort of the game plan as you head into tonight's game?
So, you know, basically this is a whole, you know, new learning process for both management and players. You know, when we came into the game against Fiji, we were under no illusion, you know, as to who we were going to be playing against. I think the biggest objective for that game was basically just to make sure that there was no blowout in the scores. And we set up our plan of attack. It probably did not work out as well as we had hoped. But, you know, we've come away from that game and working on identify the, you know, issue areas. And so we've worked on them in the past 2 days. And, you know, we also know that Samoa is a giant, just like Fiji. You know, they've had very good development on the ground. The margins between them and us, you know, in terms of history, us playing with them have also been very blown out scores, almost in the 90s, 100s. And so, you know, we've just, you know, in terms of our game structure, we've just tried to work on our strengths and polish up the areas that we felt like we needed to against teams like Samoa, who pretty much very, you know, what's the word? You know, in terms of their structure, they've got excellent structure. The experience that they will bring to the game in every facet of this game, you know, they'll be completely switched on. So, you know, but we, you know, happy with our preparations so far. And, yeah, it'll be a good contest tonight.
Yeah, and I'm also very sorry, I haven't even really spoke to Jemima during this interview, but I'll ask you sort of this last question, which is what are the challenges in getting a PNG team together for rugby union, considering the league is almost a religion? That league is almost a religion, sorry.
So we've got 19 debutants, like Joanne mentioned, and as our coach mentioned, there's been a bit of a challenge having other players from the other provincial unions, but hopefully we'll have that interest sparked after this tournament and the results being halved from the first time game with Fiji. For the outer provinces, because I'm not from Port Moresby, I'm from the second city of PNG. And I've also been developing the code of rugby union there. The strategy basically for me was going into the rugby league field, playing the game, and then for one day, like Saturday, we've got a weekend of rugby league on Saturday. So I play the game on Saturday, and Sunday I bring the girls, I tell the girls, I've got a rugby union game on Sunday. Why don't you come and watch? And maybe if you're interested, you'd like to play. So I guess that was my strategy for the province I was in, bringing the league girls over to play union. And most of the comments that I've seen are that we've got the team made up of league, which is good. We've brought that interest from league where we've got strong defensive players that have come, and we've seen the results as we speak of the game against Fiji. That's I think one of the challenges we've got with trying to spark the interest from girls who are interested in other games like soccer. There's a couple of girls that played netball and thought they might want to come and try a physical contact sport. So it's we're starting to see the light. Yeah, girls are coming and playing that the code from sevens actually. That was how we started sevens team, and then now we've got the 15s that we're playing from the 2 weeks of training that the girls have had until the trip here to play in the tournament.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Neisha Daily here on ABC Radio Australia. We're talking to, wow, like a few people from PNG's Women's Rugby Union side playing at the Oceania Women's Rugby National Championship. And Jemima, I'll ask you this last question. We've seen the improvement for PNG just over the last year. What are your hopes for PNG Women's Union going into the future?
There is so much hope now after this team. Like I said, we've got girls that we've included in this squad, not only from Port Moresby, where the game is played, and there's established unions that encourage the code. We've got girls from outer provinces that are in the game now. So the hope is from these results, the girls would, you know, they'd be more interested now to see that, oh, there's an opportunity here. Why not let's go and help our sisters who are involved in the game now. There's only a little number. Let's just go and beef up the number and encourage the rest of our friends to play. Yeah, I guess that's the hope there, that including with the new board from PNG Rugby Union rolling out programs to involve all the other provinces or select provinces, we would see a lot more girls joining the code, and then there'll be a big selection, a big pool of selection where there will be talents that we'll witness in a couple of other tournaments that may come up in the next years.